Yeah, I was listening to this factoid program on the radio about how many hours you spend in your life doing certain things. You know, if you were to take all that time as a block, you know, like weeks reading or months, hopefully, having sex or, you know, in the bath. Not that interesting, but there was one thing that disturbed me and I couldn't let it go. Did you know that in your life you'll spend 38 days looking for stuff in the fridge? And it made me think. And I started thinking about a relationship being made up of units of time. And I thought, what's the base unit of time for a relationship? And I thought, a day's too long, let's make it 1 hour. And I thought about the first hour that we were together as a couple when we went to that pub. That hour, at the time, constituted 100% of our time together. It was the entirety of our relationship. And yesterday afternoon, we spent an hour just hanging out in the flat, you know, reading the newspaper, checking emails, not really talking or doing anything. Now, we've been together for 7 years, so I sat down and I worked out that that hour that we spent in the flat yesterday was 1/61,322 of our entire relationship. That is less than 0.002%. First hour, 100%. Yesterday's hour, a tiny amount. And every hour that passes is a smaller and smaller proportion of our relationship than the one that's gone before. And that hour, that base unit, depreciates and devalues in all the time we have together as a couple. And then that made me think about what it'll be like when we're old, you know, in our 80s. We're together, we have white hair and blankets over our legs. And what will an hour mean then, when we've definitely got less time in front of us than we have behind? And inevitably, one of us will die first, and the other one will be left alone, and equally inevitably, there will come a point in our relationship when we have less than 1 month left together. And I will have spent more time than that in my life looking for stuff in the fridge.